With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump told those attending a Turning Point Believers Summit in West Palm Beach, Florida last night the FBI was right to come correct after first trying to downplay the assassination attempt on his life and say it might not have been a bullet that struck his ear, but merely a piece of shrapnel. They later corrected themselves and apologized. Congressman Mike Waltz, Florida, says the gunman who tried to assassinate the former president was prepared to carry out a much larger attack.
One of the things that isn't getting out is Crook, the shooter, also had a detonator on him with sophisticated explosives in his car that he was obviously prepared to blow. This could have been so much worse.
Congressman Waltz was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The House of Representatives will recess without passing bills to fund the government.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
California's largest active fire has exploded in size. It's been growing rapidly amid bone-dry fuel and is now threatening thousands of homes as firefighters scramble to meet the danger. It's called the Park Fire. Its intensity is drawing comparisons to the deadly Paradise Fire back in 2018 that left 85 people dead and 11,000 homes destroyed. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building has been discovered in the Middle East. Michael Harrington has more details.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many U.S. houses of worship have closed their doors in recent years. Yet some congregations are using their land in new ways that do reflect their faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies across the country. Arlington Presbyterian Church in Arlington, Virginia has done just that. In 2016, the church sold its historic building to a partnership for affordable housing. This is SRN News. Two top leaders of the Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel have been taken into custody by U.S. authorities, where they will now face charges for their role in leading the group's vast drug trafficking enterprise. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.